because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. From Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Friend, how you doing? And welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time here with you today. And of course, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, friend, we're going to be focusing on living by faith. Not the easiest thing to do, but the Bible does command us to live and walk by faith. So today, friend, I hope you can join me as we focus on living by faith right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
King of Israel, welcome to our hearts. Here to reign in righteousness, O ruler of the world, ruler of our hearts, now ascend your throne.
You are the King of Kings, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
To Jerusalem, the sons of men, riding on in gentle strength. Oh, come to save your own, come to give your life, the kingdom is at hand.
That's right, the Maranatha Singers, and blessed is he who comes, Hosanna. Well, friend, today we are talking about living by faith right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and we are visual creatures. Once we see something, it's easier to believe it, and we tend to live by the common concept that seeing is believing, don't we? But is that what the Word of God teaches us? Is that faith? See, the essence of faith believes something is real without having seen it. Seeing it with the eyes of faith rather than natural eyes. In fact, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." In fact, this short verse gives us a lot to think about because Paul wrote those words knowing that we all have a tendency to walk by sight rather than faith. We have a command, friend, not a suggestion, to walk and live by faith, knowing that our Heavenly Father is very able to keep us even in the midst of our darkest hour. Don't let your eyes deceive you, but cling to His promises. Walk by faith, not by sight. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
That's right. Michael W. Smith right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we're focusing on living by faith. Matthew 14, 30 and 31 says, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me!' Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took a hold of him, saying to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?'" We have all dreamt of doing something great for God. These dreams might involve some form of sacrifice or a great leap of faith. We see others around us who have sold everything to follow Jesus as a missionary in some far corner of the world and view them as a person of great faith, maybe even aspiring to be like them. Friend, consider this. If we had been sitting in that boat with Peter, we would have thought that he was brimming with faith as he began to climb out of the boat and walk towards Jesus. But suddenly, something even stranger happened, and Peter began to sink. That courage and faith he had in Jesus was getting smaller as he saw the wind and the waves getting bigger. A true measure of a person's faith then is not the first step of their faith journey, but the subsequent steps thereafter. We deal with this every time we get excited about starting something, starting any given project, only to stop halfway because it was so much more difficult than anticipated. What we must realize is that if Jesus has called us to make the first step, then he will provide a path for each step toward him after that. Where is Jesus calling you to walk in faith? Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and friend, I hope and pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. And today here on Sunday Worship, we are focusing on living by faith. I'll tell you what, one of the greatest stories of the Bible is David and Goliath. It's such a great story, in fact, that the world has come to make a common use of it. A prime example is when the underdog faces an invincible champion in any sport on national television. The commentators always seem to make mention of David and Goliath. Now imagine the scene at the time of David. Now the children of Israel were small compared to the Philistines, and they are faced with this enormous, frightening giant, Goliath, the champion of the Philistines. All the Israelites shook in their sandals, saying, "Goliath's too big for us to hit." All but one young little David. Instead of fearing Goliath's enormity, David saw his size to be an advantage. In fact, he said on the contrary, "Goliath is too big to miss." That day, David became a hero for the Israelites, and his name would be remembered well, even to this day. Friend, it all depends on our point of view. The way we see our circumstances, we can either walk in doubt asking, "Can God do this thing?" or walk in faith proclaiming, "God surely will." Tell you what, we all have some scary Goliaths to face in our lives. You may be facing one right now as we speak. Friend, have faith. That's right, have faith. In our greatest distresses, God wants to show himself powerful. So friend, let's walk in faith for his victory today.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I thought? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. The darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus. crucified sacrifice Friday night.
But it's Sunday morning and I am alive.
My name is
Jesus.
Right, turn your eyes upon Jesus. No matter what you're going through, friend, give it to Jesus. Hold on to his promises today. Well, friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you this weekend as we've been focusing on living by faith. Well, friend, you can catch up with this radio ministry anytime by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. .org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.